فيأتي هذا الدرس والذي يليه إن شاء الله ضمن حلقة عنوانها الرد على أعداء الإسلام وبيان تهافت شبهاتهم وتلبيساتهم وبيان حقدهم على الإسلام والمسلمين. إن الله تبارك وتعالى أمرنا أن نفطن ونتنبه بكيد الكفار والمجرمين، قال تعالى: وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولتستبين سبيل المجرمين. وقال تعالى: ومن يشاقق الله والرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى. فقوله تعالى: وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولتستبين سبيل المجرمين، قد بين الله في كتابه سبيل المؤمنين مفصلة وسبيل المجرمين مفصلة، وبين عاقبة هؤلاء مفصلة، وأعمال هؤلاء وأعمال هؤلاء وأولياء هؤلاء وأولياء هؤلاء، وبين توفيقه لهؤلاء والأسباب التي وفق بها هؤلاء والأسباب التي خذل بها هؤلاء، وبين سبحانه وتعالى سبيل المؤمنين بيانا شافيا في كتابه ووضحه، وكذلك بين سبيل الكافرين في كتابه وحذر منه، وبين طرائق الكفار في محاولتهم النيل من الإسلام والمسلمين. بين هذا كله غاية البيان، حتى كأنك تشاهده بعينيك كما يشاهد الشيء في رابعة النهار. نعم
شيخنا حفظه الله. Started with a brief introduction, and after introduction he started by saying, dear brothers, this meeting we're going to be talking to about what the enemies of Islam want of their wicked actions and how they want to have parts and pieces of the Muslims and Islam, how they want to have the wicked actions against Islam and the Muslims. So this lesson and the lesson after that next week inshallah will come with the title saying answering the enemies of Islam, answering the enemies of Islam, and clarifying how they want to throw their shubhas, or how they want to throw their wicked actions at the Muslims, and clarifying their ill feelings about the Islam and the Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be aware, of all the wicked actions of the kuffar, of the non-believers, and the criminals. Be aware of how they want to have their enmity against the Muslims. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, given us the verses and clarified the ways of the mujrimeen or the criminals and their actions. As we know from the ayah, and whoever goes against Allah and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after we clarify to him, we will lead him to what he wanted to be led to. And also said in the Quran, and verily we clarify the ayat, we clarify the verses, and we clarify the ways or the path of the mujrimeen or the criminals or the non-believers. So the way or the path of the mujrimeen or the criminals or the non-believers is well detailed in the Quran. Their actions, their followers are well detailed in the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the reasons in the Quran why they made them, why He gave them success at some times, or what looks like success at some times, and why he gave him defeat at some times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also clarified to us the path of the believers. He gave it to us as clear as the sun. And he also clarified to us the way of the non-believers and warned us about the non-believers and the ways in the path of the non-believers and showed us how they have enmity towards Islam and the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also showed us the path of the non-believers as if you've seen an object in a bright day. Naam. Tadda Sheikh.
Naam. فقوله تعالى وكذلك نفصل يعني نبين الآيات القرآن ليظهر الحق ليظهر الحق فيعمل به ولتستبين يعني تظهر سبيل المجرمين يعني طريق المجرمين فتجتنب. وقد بين الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه أن الكفار يعادون المسلمين عداوة ظاهرا وباطنا ويحسدونهم على ما هم فيه من إيمان ونعمة الهداية مع علمهم بفضل الإسلام وفضل نبيهم نبي الإسلام نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق. وبين الله تبارك وتعالى أيضا أن اليهود والنصارى دائما يتربصون بالمؤمنين الدوائر ويحقدون على أهل الإسلام والمسلمين. فقال تعالى ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. يقول الإمام ابن جرير رحمه الله يعني بقوله جل ثناؤه ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم وليست اليهود يا محمد ولا النصارى براضية عنك أبدا فدع طلب ما يرضيهم ويوافقهم واقبل على طلب رضا الله في دعائهم إلى ما بعثك الله به من الحق. وقوله تعالى في الآية أيضا قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى أي قل يا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن هدى الله الذي بعثني به هو الهدى يعني هو الدين المستقيم الصحيح الكامل الشامل فعليكم لزومه. نعم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies for us in the ayat in the Quran, and the Quran shows us the haqq, shows us the truth so we can act upon it, and shows us the way of the criminals and the non-believers so we avoid it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us in the Quran the path of the non-believers so we avoid it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it clear to us in His book that the kuffar, the non-believers, are enemies to the Muslimin. They're enmity inwardly and outwardly, in secret and out in the open. And they have envy for the Muslims. They envy the Muslims for their iman, for their belief. They envy the Muslims for their guidance. They envy the Muslims for their guidance, knowing the blessings of this religion upon the Muslims. Knowing the blessings of the religion upon the Muslims and the blessings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he brought to this ummah. As we know from the Quran, verily, O Muhammad, a lot of the people of the book would love to take you back or would love to get you to become kuffar or become non-believers. after it has been clear to them what the truth is all about. Verily, O believers, a lot of the kuffar, a lot of the people of the book would love to have you go back to the kuff after it has become clear to you what the truth is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us how the Jews and the Christians are always going around in circles, full of envy for the Islams and the Muslimin. Full of envy for the Muslims and the Muslimin. As we know from the Quran, verily, O Muhammad, verily, that the Jews and the Christians will never be pleased with you until you follow their religion. Verily, the Christians and the Jews will not be pleased with you until you follow their religion. Ibn Jarir mentioned in this ayah by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Jews and the Christians will never ever be pleased with you, O Muhammad. So continue in your da'wah to Allah and His religion. And in another saying in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, verily, the guidance of Allah is the huda, is the guidance. The guidance of Allah is the guidance. And in the tafsir of this ayah, it says, say, O Muhammad, that the guidance of Allah is the straight path. The guidance of Allah is the straight path, is the perfect path, is the comprehensive path, and is the correct path. Naam. تفضل يا شيخ.
نعم. وإن العالمين بالله وكتابه ودينه عرفوا سبيل المؤمنين معرفة تفصيلية وسبيل المجرمين معرفة تفصيلية فاستبانت وظهرت لهم السبيلان كما يستبين للسالك الطريق الموصل إلى مقصوده والطريق الموصل إلى الهلكة والطريق الموصل إلى الهلكة فهؤلاء يعلم الخلق وأنفعهم للناس وأنصحهم لهم وهم الأدلاء الهداة وبذلك ظهر الصحابة وبرزوا على جميع من أتى بعدهم إلى يوم القيامة لأنهم عرفوا سبيل المؤمنين معرفة تفصيلية وعرفوا كذلك سبيل المجرمين معرفة تفصيلية فإنهم نشأوا في سبيل الضلال والكفر والشرك والسبل الموصلة إلى الهلاك وعرفوها مفصلة ثم جاءهم الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم فأخرجهم من تلك الظلمات إلى سبيل الهدى وصراط الله المستقيم فخرجوا من الظلمة الشديدة إلى النور التام ومن أوحال الشرك إلى التوحيد ومن الجهل إلى العلم ومن الغي إلى الرشاد ومن الظلم إلى العدل ومن الحيرة والتخبط والعمى إلى الهدى والبصائر فعرفوا مقدار ما نالوه وظفروا به ومقدار ما كانوا فيه من ضلال وظلام ولا ريب إن الضد يظهر حسنه أو يظهر حسنه الضد كما قال القائل وبضدها تتميز الأشياء فالأشياء تتبين بأضدادها ولذلك ازداد هؤلاء ازدادوا رغبة ومحبة فيما انتقلوا إليه من سبيل المجرمين إلى الإيمان والهدى والتوحيد وعرفوا الضلال وطرقه ووسائله معرفة واضحة بينة ولذلك نفروا منه من هذا الضلال وبغضوه وبغضوا الضلال لما انتقلوا عنه وكانوا أحب الناس للتوحيد والإيمان والإسلام وأبغض الناس لضده عالمين بالسبيل على التفصيل. هذا هو حال الصحابة الكرام رضوان الله عليهم. وأما من جاء من بعد الصحابة فمنهم من نشأ في الإسلام غير عالم تفصيل ضده، فالتبس عليه بعض تفاصيل سبيل المؤمنين بسبيل المجرمين، فإن اللبس إنما يقع إذا ضعف العلم بالسبيلين أو أحدهما، كما قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه: يوشك أن تنقض عرى الإسلام عروة عروة إذا نشأ في الإسلام من لا يعرف الجاهلية. ولا ريب أن هذا من كمال علم عمر رضي الله عنه الفاروق، فإن المرء إذا لم يعرف الجاهلية وحكمها، وهو كل ما خالف ما جاء الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن كل ما جاء خلاف هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من الجاهلية وهي منسوبة إلى الجهل، وكل ما خالف الرسول فهو من الجهل. ومن لم يعرف سبيل المجرمين ولم تستبل له أوشك أن يظن في بعض سبيلهم أنها من سبيل المؤمنين. نعم.
So the Sheikh continued by talking about knowing the way. The guidance of Allah is the guidance, as we said before, as he told us in the meaning of the ayah. The guidance of Allah is the guidance. O say, O Muhammad, that the guidance of Allah is the straight path, is the correct path, is the comprehensive path, is the complete path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in his book and in his religion how the Sahaba knew the path of the believers, how they knew the path of the believers in detail, as well as they knew the path of the non-believers in detail. So whoever chooses the way of the believers, he will be led to that. And whoever chooses the path of the non-believers, he will be misguided. The Sahaba were the most knowledgeable of the creation. They were the most knowledgeable of the creation and the most beneficial of them, as well as the most advised of them. They were the leaders. And that is why the Sahaba were the best of creation till the end of creation. And they're the ones that were known to know the truth, because they knew both ways. They knew the way of the believers as well as the way of the non-believers. The Sahaba came originally and they were upon misguidance, upon kufr. The Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to them and he brought him out from this kufr to the guidance. He brought him out from darkness to the huda, to the guidance. He brought him out from darkness to the perfect light. He brought him out from disbelief to belief. He brought him out from injustice to justice. He brought him out from confusion to guidance. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum knew what they learned, knew what they were on, and knew what they took from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Shaykh continued by saying, and in no doubt that the opposite to any matter shows the meaning of that matter. The opposite to any matter will show the meaning of that matter. And by explaining the opposite, things become clear sometimes. By explaining the opposite, things will become clear. So is the case of the disbelievers. They have increased raghbah, increased want, or increased desire and increased love for what they were on. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala led them on to the way. And so are the believers. The believers had the desire for the guidance and tawheed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them have the guidance in the tawheed. The believers knew what misguidance is, knew the path of misguidance, and that's why they kept away from it. The Sahaba knew what misguidance is all about, knew the pathways of misguidance, and that's why they kept away from it and they hated it. When they left misguidance behind, when they left kufr behind, they were the most loved people to Tawheed and Islam. The Sahaba were the most loved people, the most of the people in loving Tawheed and Islam. And that was the condition of the Sahaba, the honored Sahaba. So whoever came after the Sahaba, he grew up in Islam. Whoever came after the Sahaba grew up in Islam. So in some cases, things got confused for him. He got confused between the pathways of the believers and the pathways of the non-believers. And that is due to weak knowledge. That is due to the fact of weak knowledge or jahl or ignorance. As Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu mentioned, that the robe of Islam would be untied knot by knot. The robe of Islam would be untied knot by knot to the end of the saying. So if the Muslim, the Shaykh continued by saying, if the Muslim knew what is against the Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would keep away from that. And he's reminding us too, anything that comes against Islam is out of ignorance. Anything that comes against Islam is out of ignorance. Anything other than Islam is out of ignorance. So whoever does not know the way of the believers, he would be close to fall in the pathways of the non-believers. Wallahu musta'an. Naam, ya Shaykh, tafadhal.
Naam. وفي الحديث الذي أخرجه الإمام أحمد والنسائي وابن حبان من حديث ثبر بن أبي فاكه قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الشيطان قعد لابن آدم بأطرقه فقعد له بطريق الإسلام فقال تسلم وتذر دينك ودين آبائك وآباء آبائك فعصاه فأسلم ثم قعد له بطريق الهجرة فقال تهاجر وتدع أرضك وسماءك وإنما مثل المهاجر كمثل الفرس في الطول أو في الطول فعصاه فهاجر ثم قعد له بطريق الجهاد فقال تجاهد فهو جهد النفس والمال فتقاتل فتقتل فتنكح المرأة ويقسم المال فعصاه فجاهد فمن فعل ذلك كان حقا على الله أن يدخله الجنة ومن قتل كان حقا على الله أن يدخله الجنة وإن غرق كان حقا على الله أن يدخله الجنة وإن وقصته دابته كان حقا على الله أن يدخله الجنة وهو حديث صحيح. نعم
نعم. ممكن يا شيخ تعيد الحديث لو سمحت؟
نعم
ممكن تعيد الحديث لو سمحت؟
طيب نعيد الحديث. عن سبر بن أبي الفاكه رضي الله عنه يقول سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الشيطان قعد لابن آدم بطريق الإسلام فقال تسلم وتذر دينك ودين آبائك فعصاه فأسلم ثم قعد له بطريق الهجرة فقال تهاجر وتدع أرضك وسماءك وإنما مثل المهاجر كمثل الفرس في الطول فعصاه فهاجر ثم قعد له بطريق الجهاد فقال تجاهد فهو جهد النفس والمال فتقاتل فتقتل فتنكح المرأة ويقسم المال فعصاه فجاهد، فمن فعل ذلك كان حقا على الله أن يدخله الجنة، ومن قتل كان حقا على الله أن يدخله الجنة، وإن غرق كان حقا على الله أن يدخله الجنة، وإن وقصته يعني آدته دابته كان حقا على الله أن يدخله الجنة. أخرجه أحمد والنسائي وابن حبان، وهو حديث صحيح. نعم
نعم. And Shaykh continued by mentioning the hadith that was authenticated by Ahmad al-Nasai wa Ibn Hibban, the hadith of Safar, in which he said, I heard the Prophet of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say that the shaitan would sit in the pathways of Bani Adam, would sit in the pathways of the man. He would sit in the pathways of the man. And he would tell him, you want to become a Muslim. You want to become a Muslim and leave the religion. You leave your religion and the religion of your fathers. So the man or the Muslim would disobey the shaitan and becomes a Muslim. Then the shaitan would sit in the way of hijrah or the way of immigration to the lands of the Muslims and would talk to the man and tell him, you want to make hijrah, you want to immigrate to the lands of the Muslim and leave your land and leave everything behind. And he would tell him, the person doing the hijrah or doing immigration is like a horse suffering from hardship. So the Muslim would disobey the shaitan and make hijrah. The Muslim would disobey the shaitan and make hijrah, immigrate to the lands of the Muslim. Then the shaitan would sit in the ways or the pathways of jihad. He would sit in the pathways of jihad and would tell the Muslim, you want to do jihad? You want to go and fight for the sake of Allah? And you would be killed. You would be killed. And you would lose your soul and your money. Your woman would be married to somebody else. Your money would be divided among others. So the Muslim would disobey the shaitan and go for jihad. The Muslim would disobey the shaitan and go for jihad. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued the hadith by telling us, and whoever does this becomes a right upon Allah to let him enter the Jannah. Becomes a right upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to let the Muslim enter the Jannah, whoever goes through this. And whoever gets killed for the sake of Allah becomes a right upon Allah to let him enter the Jannah. And whoever drowned for the sake of, or whoever drowned becomes a right upon Allah to let him enter the Jannah. And whoever been harmed by his horse or by his means of transportation while he's making the hijrah becomes a right upon Allah to let him enter the Jannah. Na'am. Tafadhal ya Shaykh.
نعم. ولا ريب أن الكفار يسعون سعيا حثيثا في النيل من الإسلام والمسلمين، وقد خططوا لذلك قديما وحديثا، واستخدموا وسائل كثيرة في محاولة نشر أباطيلهم وشبهاتهم لصد المسلمين أو لصد من كان على دينهم من الدخول في الإسلام ومن فهم الإسلام فهما صحيحا. ولا زالوا يقذفون بهذه الأباطيل تارة بعد أخرى، فقبل مدة يسيرة من الزمن سرب هؤلاء الكفار مصحفا زعموه أنه مصحف جديد يريدون نشره بين المسلمين، فقاموا بحذف وإلغاء بعض الآيات والسور من القرآن، وسموا هذا المصحف الفرقان، ونشروه على شبكة الانترنت وفي بعض الدول الإسلامية، ولكن الله فضحهم لأن كيد هؤلاء ضعيف ووسائلهم مفضوحة مكشوفة. قال تعالى: إن كيد الشيطان كان ضعيفا. ولا ريب أن هؤلاء من أولياء إبليس وأعوانه وجنوده، ففضحوا وكشفوا لأن الله تعهد بحفظ كتابه. قال تعالى: إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون. فبين أن هؤلاء يريدون دس مثل هذه الأمور بين المسلمين، وفي اعتقادهم الخبيث أن هذه الحيل وهذه الوسائل ستنطلي على أهل الإسلام، وما علموا أن الله تعهد بحفظ كتابه، وأن الله قيض علماء عاملين ودعاة مخلصين وأهل خير مجتهدين يحملون هذا العلم ينفون عنه تحريف الغالين وانتحال المبطلين ودعاوى الجاهلين في كل زمان وكل مكان. وأذكر في هذا أن هذه المحاولة جرت قديما، ليست هي وليدة اليوم، فقد ذكر بعض قسيسين نصارى وقد أسلم فسئل عن سبب إسلامه ودخوله في الإسلام بعد أن كان قسا كبيرا في النصرانية يشار له بالبنان، فقال: لقد نظرت في هذه الأديان جميعا ثم أردت أن أعرف أيها حق وأيها صواب، فجئت إلى التوراة فأخذت نسخة من التوراة وغيرت فيها وبدلت ما شاء الله، غيرت وبدلت ما شئت فيها، ثم زعمت أن هذه نسخة عندي من التوراة قديمة، فأخذها أهل التوراة اليهود وظنوا هذا حقيقة، ولم يكتشف أحد أنني قد عبدت وحرفت فيها. ثم ذهبت إلى أناجيل النصارى وأخذت إنجيلا وحرفت فيه وغيرت ما شئت فيه وعرضته، فأقبل عليه الناس أخذوه ولم يكتشفوا ما فيه من باطل ومن تحريف إضافة إلى التحريف السابق الذي فيه. ثم أخذت مصحفا قرآنا وغيرت فيه وبدلت ونقصت وزدت، ثم عرضته على المسلمين فاكتشفوا حيلتي وكشفوا أمري وكادوا يقتلونني، فعلمت أن هذا دين وأن هذا القرآن حق وأن الإسلام دين حق، فأسلمت بسبب ذلك. نعم.
Sheikh continued by saying, in no doubt that the disbelievers are trying day and night, working very hard to try to get back at the Muslims and Islam. They're trying very hard to get back at the Muslims and Islam. They've planned in the old days as well as our present time. And they've used a lot of ways to try to hold the Muslims back, or try to hold their own people from becoming Muslims or entering Islam, and hold the Muslim from understanding the Islam according to the way it should be understood on the correct way. So they keep throwing all kinds of misguidance, all kinds of rumors against Islam and the Muslims. A short while ago, they made a new Quran, so-called a new Mus'haf. And they changed what they could change in there. And they put it out among the Muslims. And they have taken away some verses as well as some surahs. And they called it Al-Furqan. They called it Al-Furqan. And they published it on the internet. They published it on the internet as well as some Muslim countries. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed their disaster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed their wickedness. Because after all, their wickedness is weak. After all, their wickedness is weak. You know from the Quran, verily, the wickedness of the shaitan, the wickedness of Satan or the devil, was weak. And no doubt that they are the followers of the shaitan. And no doubt that the non-believers or disbelievers or the kuffar are the followers of Iblis. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a promise in the Quran to preserve it by telling us, verily, we brought down this book and we will preserve it. Verily, we brought down this book and we will preserve it. And these people, they want to push matters among the Muslims. They want to enter confusion among the Muslims. They want to get in the belief of the Muslims. And they use all kinds of mockery and wickedness against Islam and the Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has scholars working day and night, has da'is in every place, in every country that are sincere to Him, has people of good, people of khair, that are hard at work, and they all carrying this knowledge. They all defending any kind of misguidance, any kind of tahreef, any kind of rumors thrown by the disbelievers against the Islams and the Muslims. They defending Islam and the Muslims with the permission of Allah in every place and every time. Brothers and sisters, this trial with that so-called Furqan that they came up with is not new. It has happened before. It happened in the old days. One of their preachers or bishops, one of the senior members of the church, was asked after he became a Muslim, why he became a Muslim. He said, I used to be a senior scholar among the Christians, and I've looked in all the religions. Then I wanted to know which one is the real deal, which one is the real religion, which one is correct and which one is wrong. So I brought a copy of the Torah, or the Book of the Jews, and I changed what I could change, and I switched around things, and then put it out there, and I claimed that this is a copy that I've had that was old and forgotten. So the Jews took it, and they claimed that it's true, and didn't have any suspicion of it. Then I came to one of the Bibles of the Christians. They changed what I could change and put it out there. And the Christians came to it and took it and trusted it to be a real Bible and didn't even pay any attention to any of the changes I've done in addition to changes that I already done to the Bible before I even did any change to it. Then I brought a copy of the Quran. I added what I could add. I changed what I could change and then gave it to the Muslims. They found out what I changed. They found out what I added. They found out every single mistake that I made. And they came after me. They almost wanted to kill me. So I knew that this is the truth. I knew that Islam is the truth, so I became a Muslim. Now, Sadr al-Sheikh.
ولنعلم حقيقة لا بد من الوقوف عندها، وهذه الحقيقة أن الإيمان والإسلام إذا خالط القلوب، خالط بشاشة القلوب، وأقبلت هذه القلوب على ربها وأسلمت فإنه بعون الله لن يضرها كيد الكائدين ولا تربص المتربصين. مهما فعلوا ومهما حاولوا من وسائل حتى يضلوا المسلمين أو يشككوهم في دينهم أو فضلا أن يخرجوهم من دينهم، وهذا الأمر قد تعذر على كبار النصارى وكبار أهل الكتاب والمستشرقين، تعذر عليهم أن يقتلعوا الإيمان من قلوب المسلمين، ولكنهم عمدوا إلى التشكيك وإلقاء الشبهات واستخدام المنافقين وأهل البدع والزنادقة، استخدام هؤلاء معاولة لهدم الإسلام من داخله. يقول الدكتور زويمر وهو من كبار المبشرين النصارى والمسيحيين النصارى الذين اجتهدوا في عملية التنصير في الشرق الأوسط في عام 1924 ميلادية، يقول وهو يخاطب جماعته: إني أقركم على أن الذين دخلوا من المسلمين في حظيرة المسيحية لم يكونوا مسلمين، ولكنهم واحد من ثلاثة: صغير ليس له راع، ليس له راع، وفقير ليس له عائل، أو رجل مستخف بجميع الأديان، هؤلاء هم الزنادقة. ولكن مهمة التبشير، يعني التنصير التي يمارسها هؤلاء، مهمة التبشير حسب قوله ليست، يقول زويمر، مهمة التبشير ليست إدخال المسلمين في المسيحية، فإن في هذا هداية لهم وتكريما، وإنما مهمتكم أن تخرجوا المسلمين من الإسلام ليصبحوا مخلوقات لا صلة لها بالله، وبالتالي لا صلة لها بالأخلاق التي تعتمد عليها الأمم في حياتها، وبذلك تكونون أنتم بعملكم هذا طليعة الفتح الاستعماري في المماليك الإسلامية. ولكن ولله الحمد، ويمكرون ويمكر الله، والله خير الماكرين. يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله، والله متم نوره ولو كره المشركون ولو كره الكافرون. ومن عجائب ما يحكى أن جماعة من النصارى ذهبوا لدعوة المسلمين للتنصير في بعض الدول الإسلامية في شرق آسيا في إندونيسيا، فذهبوا إلى جزيرة نائية فيها مسلمون لا يعرفون من الإسلام إلا اسمه، انقطعوا في الغابات وغيرها ما يعرفون من الإسلام إلا اسمه، وورثوه أبا عن جد وعلى جهل شديد وفقر معوز. فجاء هؤلاء النصارى أرادوا تنصير هذه الجزيرة، فاستمروا في دعوتهم أياما بل أشهرا، حتى ظنوا أنه لم يبقى أحد من هؤلاء المسلمين في الجزيرة إلا تنصر. ثم بعد أن ظنوا هذا الظن سألوا أهل القرية هذه: هل لكم أمنية تتمنوها لم نعملها لكم؟ لقد جئنا لكم بالمال وبالغذاء وعلمناكم الكتاب المقدس وكذا وكذا، هل بقيت لكم أمنية لم تتحقق؟ فقال هؤلاء على فطرتهم، لأن الإيمان خالط بشاشة قلوبهم رغم جهلهم، قالوا: نريد مكة، فعلم هؤلاء النصارى أن لا سبيل لهم لإخراج المسلمين من دينهم. نعم
نعم. So the Shaykh continued, Hafizahullah, and he said, we must know the truth of what these people are all about. We must know the truth of what these people are about. We also must know the truth that Iman and Islam, if it get mixed with the hearts will take it and soak up the Iman, the belief, and the Islam. We know the truth that we must be well aware of. And this truth is that belief and Islam, if mixed with the hearts will come running to it and become Muslim. With the permission of Allah, these hearts that become Muslim, nothing will hurt it. None of the wickedness of the disbelievers will hurt it. None of the circles of the disbelievers will hurt it. No matter what they try, no matter what they do. They try very hard to misguide the Muslims, but they're not successful at it. They try very, very hard to misguide the Muslims or throw doubts on the religion of Islam or the Muslims. They try very hard to get the Muslims out of their religion. But this matter, as we know from history, and as the Shaykh is explaining to us, became very difficult, even upon the senior scholars or senior Christians in the church. It became very hard even for the Orientalists to achieve, and became very hard for the people of the book to achieve, to try to get the Muslims out of the religion. So they ended up resorting to what? They ended up resorting to doubts, throwing doubts at the Muslims and Islam. And using the hypocrites and the people of innovation and al-zanadiqa to destroy Islam from within, from inside out. They resorted to using the hypocrites and the people of innovation and al-zanadiqa to destroy Islam from within. And al-zanadiqa, by the way, that the person or the people that don't care about any religion or take religion lightly. One of their people, Dr. Zwemer, he was one of the senior Orientalists among the Christians that tried very hard in his mission to get the Muslims out of their religion back in 1924 in the Gregorian calendar. He gave a speech to his group and told them, I am positive that whoever entered into Christianity from the Muslims is only one of three types. It's only one from three types. A young person that has nobody to take care of him. A young person has nobody to take care of him. Or a poor man or a poor person that has nobody to spend money on him or take care of him financially. Or a man that just takes religion lightly. A man that takes religion lightly, or all religions lightly, and that is a zindiq, as the Shaykh is explaining to us. That is what is called zindiq, or heretic, if I'm using the correct word. So this doctor continued by saying, but our mission is not to get the Muslims to enter Christianity, because that would be a guidance for them and an honor for them. Our mission is not to let the Muslims enter Christianity. But our mission is to get the Muslims out of Islam. To get the Muslims out of Islam. Because the Muslims out of Islam would have no manners, would have no good in them, would have nothing to hold on to. And we know from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers such people by saying, and they try to be wicked, and Allah is the most wicked, or the best of the wicked. They try to be wicked, or they try in their wicked ways. Allah will try his wicked ways, and Allah is the best of the wicked. And in another ayah, we are told that they want to put out the light of Allah, and Allah is preserving his light. They want to put out the light of Allah, and Allah is preserving His light. Another group of the Christians, so-called Christians, went to make da'wah to the Muslims, to try to make some Muslims Christians in some remote island down in Southeast Asia, in Indonesia. They thought that those Muslims don't know anything about Islam. And the Sheikh is reminding us, those Muslims didn't know anything from Islam except its name. They were living in the jungle, on a remote island. They were poor. They were ignorant. So those Christians came to them thinking, that's an easy target. We can make them Muslims. So they stayed with them for days and months. They stayed with them for days and months until they thought that these Muslims became Christians. So on their way back, they asked the Muslims there that they thought became Christians. They asked them, do you have any wish that you would like us to do for you? We have brought you money. We have brought you food. We brought you the holy book. Would you like us to do anything else before we leave? So those Muslims, upon their fitrah, subhanAllah, upon their instinct, the only thing they asked of them, that we want Mecca. We want Mecca. Naam, ya Sheikh, fadal. So those Christians knew for sure there is no way for them to get the Muslims to become Christians. Those Christians missionaries knew for sure there is no way for them to get those Muslims to become Christians. Fadal, ya Sheikh.
Naam, kama qulna fa inna al-iman idha khalata bashashat al-qulub لا يفرق عنها مما يدل على هذا ما أخرجه البخاري في صحيحه في حديث هرقل الطويل عظيم الروم لما حصل ما بينه وبين أبي سفيان رضي الله عنه من حوار طويل فإن هرقل عظيم الروم سأل أبا سفيان رضي الله عنه عدة أسئلة ومن هذه الأسئلة كما جاء في الحديث قول هرقل وسألتك هل يرتد أحد منهم يعني من المسلمين ومن أتباع النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن دينه بعد أن يدخل فيه سخطة يعني لا يريد هذا الدين يسخط من لا يريده سخطة له فزعمت لأن أبو سفيان قال له لا فزعمت أن لا قال هرقل وكذلك الإيمان إذا خالط بشاشة القلوب يعني إذا خالط الإيمان بشاشة القلوب لا يزول عنه بسهولة نعم فهذا يدل على تلك الحقيقة التي تكلمنا عنها آنفا ولأهل الباطل أعداء الإسلام وسائل كثيرة لمحاولة النيل من الإسلام وأهله وقد تقدم وسيلتهم هذه وهي محاولة الطعن في كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى ولعله يتيسر لنا في لقاء آخر أو عدة لقاءات أخرى نبين شبهات هؤلاء الضالون المضلون حول كتاب الله تبارك وتعالى ونفندها شبهة شبهة نعم
Now, so the Shaykh continued by saying, as we mentioned in this lecture, that the belief, if it's mixed with the hearts will be guided to Islam. If belief gets mixed with the hearts will be led to Islam. And the proof for that we know from the hadith of Bukhari, radiallahu anhu, that he mentioned in his Sahih, in his collection of hadith Sahih. The hadith of Hiraqs, or Hercules. If I want to translate that name correctly, Heraclius. In the hadith of Heraclius, the long hadith of Heraclius, who was the king of the Romans or the Romans, and in that hadith, it's mentioned what happened between Heraclius and between Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. One of those questions Heraclius had for Abu Sufyan was, "And I've asked you." Does any of those people that enter your religion, meaning the religion of Islam, after he was forced into that religion to leave, does any of them leave after he was forced into religion of Islam because he doesn't want it? And you have claimed no. He's talking to Abu Sufyan by telling him, you have claimed no. So he said, Hiraql. He said, and this is the true belief. This is the true belief then. If it's mixed with the heart, if it's mixed with the heart, this will be the true belief. And this is the proof that the truth that we have been talking about in this lecture, the truth is that the people of battle, the people of misguidance, the enemies of Islam, will try anyway, will try any doubts, will try any path to get back at the Muslims and Islam. We'll try to change or throw doubts about the Book of Allah. We'll try to throw doubts in the hearts of the people about the Book of Allah. And this is why it becomes clear to us that the shubhas, the doubts of those balimun, those causing the injustice about the Book of Allah, are not and those zalimun, and inshallah in other lectures, if we get the chance, we will go through all the doubts that the disbelievers have been throwing at the Book of Allah one by one, if we get the chance, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair, ya Sheikh. Naam, ya Sheikhna.
Naam.
جزاكم الله خير.
وإياك.
سمحنا يا شيخ على الترجمة الضعيفة.
شيخنا حفظكم الله.
تفضل.
انتهى الشيخ؟
نعم.
نعم تواصل.
لا الشيخ. لم ننتهي بعد لسه بقي قليل.
إيه نعم تفضل الشيخ.
لم ننتهي هذه إشارة فقط. نعم.
تفضل.
و من وسائل هؤلاء الكفار أعداء الإسلام في محاولة النيل من الإسلام والمسلمين محاولتهم المكشوفة المفضوحة التي خرجت علينا خلال هذه الأيام، وهو أن جعلوا امرأة ضالة منحرفة تدعى الدكتورة أمينة ودود، نصبوها خطيبة للجمعة، فنصبوا هذه المرأة المنحرفة التي لها كلام يدل على ضلالها وزيغها، ولها كتابات سيئة لا هم لها إلا النيل من الإسلام والمسلمين والتشكيك ومحاولة التشكيك في الإسلام وفي القرآن وفي نبي الإسلام صلى الله عليه وسلم وفي أحكام الإسلام. فنصبوها ودعوها لتحشد جمعا من أتباعها وممن شاكلها حتى تخطب بهم الجمعة، زعموا تخطب في من؟ في الرجال والنساء، وهي الخطيبة وهي الإمامة، وهي إمامهم في الصلاة. ولا ريب أن هذا من الضلال العظيم، فإن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال كما في صحيح مسلم من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه: خير صفوف الرجال أولها وشرها آخرها، وخير صفوف النساء آخرها وشرها أولها، وخير صفوف النساء آخرها وشرها أولها. وهذه لم تكتفي بأن تكون في آخر الصف أو في أوله، بل جعلت نفسها إماما لهم تخطب بهم الجمعة. وأخرج البخاري في صحيحه قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أفلح قوم ولوا أمرهم امرأة. وقد وقع الإجماع والاتفاق على أن المرأة لا تقدم في الصلاة وفي الإمامة لتصلي بالمسلمين كما حصل من هذه المرأة الضالة المضلة. وهذه المرأة لا ريب أنها معول هدم وفساد وضعه الكفار للضحك على عقول السذج ومن شاكلها. والحمد لله كما بلغنا لم يستقبلها مسجد من مساجد المسلمين في أمريكا، وإنما فتحت لها كنيسة من الكنائس لتؤدي به وتقيم فيه ضلالها، والطيور على أشكالها تقع. نعم.
So the Shaykh continued, حفظه الله, by saying, one of the ways of the kuffar in trying to get back at the Islam and the Muslims and trying to throw doubts, just trying to throw doubts at the Islam and the Muslims, is what we heard recently of this misguided kafir woman that called herself Dr. Amina Wadud. The disbelievers have made her so-called an imam for Jum'ah, a khatiba for Jum'ah, somebody to lead the Muslims and the Muslimin. And knowing that she has a book out there or books and sayings that show how misguided she is, how stray she is from Islam and the Muslims. She has writings that shows that she has nothing else but to give back at the Islam and the Muslims. And she has nothing else but trying to throw doubts at the Islam and the Muslims. And not just doubts at Islam, but the judgments of Islam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those disbelievers have made her so-called khatiba, a speaker. And they have invited her to have a group of the Muslims, to ask the Muslims to gather from her followers, or to ask the people, not the Muslims, to ask the people to gather and follow her, people like her or like them, so she can have a Jum'ah and lead the men and the women together, walayadu billah, and become their imam in prayers. And this is a great misguidance. This is dalal azim. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in the Sahih of Muslim, in the authentic hadith of Abi Huraira, the best of the lines of the men in prayers are the first line. And the worst of them are the last lines. The worst of the lines of the men in prayers are the last lines. And the best of the lines of the women in prayers are the last line. And the worst are the first line. This woman did not just stay at being in the last line or the first line of the women praying, but she had made herself an imam for the Muslims. As we know from Bukhari, the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ that tells us, no nation, no group of people would ever be successful if they make a woman the leader. No nation or no group of people would ever be successful if they make a woman a leader to them. And the consensus of the scholars that we all know about, that a woman would never be pushed forward to lead the Muslims. That no woman would ever be in the prayers to lead the Muslims. So you hear from this woman, the misguided woman, the stray woman, that she's trying to make a joke or trying to take lightly the minds of the idiots out there and the people like her. She's trying to make people look like idiots and people like her and trying to get back at the Muslims and the Muslimin. And alhamdulillah, the Shaykh is reminding us, alhamdulillah, no masjid of any Muslims in America have given her any chance to lead the Muslims. but she ended up in some church out there, and lit some fire. And he's reminding us that the birds of a feather flock together, as we say. Birds of a feather flock together. She ended up in a church leading people to pray. Naam, fadal ya Sheikh. Fadal ya Sheikhna.
Naam. مما ينبغي معرفته ولعل نختم به هذا اللقاء أن المسلم إذا سمع بهؤلاء المضلين والمفسدين والذين هم رأس في الضلالة وأهل الشبه والشبهات فإن عليه أن يتجنبهم ويحذر مجالستهم ويحذر من الاستماع لهم فإن القلب ضعيف والشبه خبيثة بريد من بريد الشيطان خاصة لمن كان قليل العلم فإنه ينبغي أن يبتعد عن هؤلاء وعن النظر في شبههم ومحاولة الرد عليهم مع قلة علمه بل يحيل أمر الرد على هذه الشبه لأهل العلم الذين آتاهم الله بصيرة في العلم قال تعالى وقد نزل عليكم في الكتاب أن إذا سمعتم آيات الله يكفر بها ويستهزأ بها فلا تقعدوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره إنكم إذا مثلهم إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث الصحيح قال من سمع منكم بالدجال فلا يأته من سمع منكم بالدجال فلا يأته فلا يجوز للمسلم أن يذهب لهؤلاء الدجالين ويمكن سمعه وأذنه من الاستماع إلى شبههم الباطلة فهذا الحديث قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام من سمع منكم بالدجال فلا يأتي وفي رواية من سمع بالدجال فلينأ عنه ليبتعد عنه قال عليه الصلاة والسلام فوالله إن الرجل ليأتيه وهو يحسب أنه مؤمن فيتبعه مما يبعث به الشبهات أخرجه أحمد وأبو داود وهو حديث صحيح يعني مما معه من شبهات وتلبيسات وتشكيك لا يلبث هذا أن يأتيه وهو في البداية يعتقد أنه دجال وكذاب وضال ثم يفتنه بهذا الدجل والشبهات فلا يلبث أن يكون من أصحابه وأتباعه والعياذ بالله فلا يجوز المسلم أن يذهب لأهل الشبه والضلال وأن يمكن سمعه من شبههم بل عليه أن يعرض عن ذلك وأن يكتفي بردود أهل العلم عليهم فإن هذا مسلك ينبغي أن يسلكه صاحب السنة بالابتعاد عن السماع لأهل البدع وأهل الشبه وأهل الضلال والإلحاد نسأل الله عز وجل أن يوفقنا لما يحبه ويرضاه وأن يعيننا على طاعته وأن يتقبل منا ومنكم إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين
شيخنا حفظكم الله بارك الله فيكم ونسأل الله عز وجل يجعل هذه الكلمات في ميزان حسناتكم يوم القيامة ويحفظ أهلكم وأسرتكم إن شاء الله تعالى
آمين
فغدا شيخنا لا ندري ما زلنا على نفس الموعد إن شاء الله
طيب على نفس الموعد غدا بإذنه تعالى على الساعة 10:00 إلا ربع
حفظكم الله شيخنا إخواننا في الغرفة نعتذر من أسئلتكم الذين كتب الأسئلة لأن الوقت عند الشيخ متأخر
لا بأس نأخذ بعض الأسئلة لا بأس
طيب حفظكم الله شيخنا
كان سؤالين ثلاثة لا بأس
نعم ترجم يا محمد إن شاء الله
إن شاء الله شيخنا بقية الآية لو سمحت، فلا تقودوا معهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيري.
إنكم إذن مثلهم، إنكم إذن مثلهم.
نعم.
إن الله جامع المنافقين والكافرين في جهنم جميعا.
جزاكم الله خير. نعم. So the Sheikh continued by saying, what we all must know, in conclusion, what we all must know and must adhere with, that if you, and that you do not ever give your ears to those misguided people, to those corrupt people. You never, ever, if you hear those misguided people, or those corrupt people, or the people of misguidance, you stay away, you stay away from their selling. You do not give them an ear, you do not listen to them, because the heart is weak, and the doubts are wicked. The heart is weak, and the doubts are wicked. And it's one of the doors, it's a door from the doors of the shaitan, by being close to any of those people of misguidance. Especially and specifically, whoever had little knowledge, he has to keep away from such people. He has to keep away from such people, and let the people of knowledge answer them. Let the people of knowledge answer them. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him al-basira, gave him the insight in answering such misguided people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, and verily, we have brought down in the book that if you have heard the verses of Allah, if you have heard the verses of Allah being disbelieved or being mocked off, you do not sit with them. You do not sit with them till they change what they're talking about, till they go into another talk. Verily, you will be like them if you stay with them. Verily, you will be like him if you stay with him. Inna Allah, verily, Allah will put the hypocrites and the disbelievers in the hellfires altogether. The meaning of the ayah again. Verily, we have brought down in the book that if you have listened to the ayat of Allah, to the verses of Allah, being disbelieved of, people disbelieving the ayat of Allah, or mocking the ayat of Allah, do not sit with them. Do not sit with them till they go into another talk, or to talk about something else. Verily, you are like them. Verily, you are like them if you stay with them. Verily, Allah will put the hypocrites and the disbelievers in Jahannam, in the hellfires altogether. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, whoever heard of the Dajjal, whoever heard of the Dajjal, do not approach him, do not even come to him. Whoever heard of the Dajjal, do not come to him. And in another narration, run away from him. In another narration, whoever heard of the Dajjal, run away from him. So it's not permissible for the Muslim, dear brothers and sisters, for any of us to go to those Dajjalin, to those misguided people and disbelievers, and give them an ear or listen to what they say of the doubts, of misguided doubts. And in continuation to the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the Dajjal, the Prophet continued by saying in the hadith that verily the man would come to the Dajjal thinking he's a believer. The man would come as a believer to the Dajjal and give him an ear, and the Dajjal will follow him with shubuhat, with doubts, or will send him away with doubts in his heart. So the Dajjal will put the doubts in your heart. He will put the doubts in your heart until you almost become one of his followers, even though you came to him advising him of his misguidance. Even though a man would come to him advising him of his misguidance. It's not permissible to the Muslim to listen to them. and rather to run away from them. It is for the Muslim to run away from them. And it's sufficient enough that the people of knowledge will answer them. We should be sufficed by the fact that people of knowledge will answer those people of misguidance. And this is the path of the Muslim, in keeping away from the people of bid'ah or the people of shubha, keeping away from the people of innovation or the people of doubts, as well as the people of misguidance and kufr. And we ask Allah to make us successful